Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I am always in consistent prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, more support, more encouragement to step in the fullness of all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted us so much of itself, that we are so absolutely blessed, that just being reminded of how blessed we are is a necessity, because we are continually bombarded with so much drama, so much trauma, so much foolishness, so much going on in the world as a result of what's going on in the hearts and the minds of those who want to come into the forefront of our hearts and our minds. And I'm the one to remind you that you and the spirit that dwells in that body that is yours are the one that really has responsibility for making sure that you stay focused and tuned in, because there is nothing that is going on in the hearts and the minds of other ones that should dominate your life. What you want in your life, what you want for your life, what you're willing to see as your life is yours to create. And had we been given the laws of creation, how to create the laws of our existence, and had we never been poisoned, then we would have already been the beneficiaries of the greatness of everybody, as opposed to having been tainted and affected and impacted by the darkness and the pettiness and the dimness of the light of the ones who have come before us and who've influenced everything. We should not be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to choose death on a shelf. Why? Because those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and those of us who are wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are not authorized by the will of existence, by the laws of existence, or that which is the intelligence of existence to be participating in undermining the cellular functioning of our children. Nor should we be killing, usurping, bastardizing, and capitalizing off the life, the blood, the flesh, the fetuses, and whatnot of other beings, and then feeding off of all of that. And this is what we have to come to really take and understand, is that we've been hearing lies for so long that we've accepted so many of these lies for the truth. That we have to have meat. We have to have fish. We have to have eggs. We have to have some source of protein in order for us to be healthy. And then we've been eating this stuff day in and day out, day in and day out for decades. And now that we are so sick that we're on all of these medications and whatnot, and nobody is being cured from the medications. And this is part of where we have to begin to draw the line and put ourselves in a place and space where we will no longer participate with our own sickness, illness, and demise. And this is something that we have the opportunity to decide and to be completely committed. That is duty, obligation, and responsibility, to be committed to living, to realize that there is nothing that we can earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are, and the gift of life, the gift of breath, the gift of heartbeat, the gift of blood, the gift of our ancestry, our inheritance, our genealogy. And where we do not care to stand forward on behalf of the whole of life itself and the whole of existence itself in a now moment where we see that the whole world is in need of a clearing, a cleansing, a purification, a renewal, a rebirth, and a resurrection, then each of us has responsibility to facilitate it in our own bodies, in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own homes, with our own families and our children. And wherever it is that we are in service as teachers, as preachers, as ministers, as it doesn't matter what capacity we serve in this, in our community, what you're employed to do, you are always bound by absolute law to be present as a presence of existence itself. And to understand that you are here to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine yourselves or yourself. But these people have put us in a place where we feel entitled to be killing ourselves. We feel entitled to be feeding off the flesh of violated beings, violated chickens, violating hens, violated goats and sheep and cows and turkeys and alligators and crocodiles. And people eat all kinds of things, monkey brains, while the monkey is still alive. You understand? I mean, just the whole of humanity is in a place and space where we need to get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, to come to a point and place where we will clean ourselves up, because we have duty, obligation, and responsibility as living beings to harmonize with our souls, to create a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our ancients, to be in a place and space where we serve life, to be in a place and space where we exalt life, where we're rejoicing in life, that we're living our lives fully, rejoicing in the blessedness of our being. And to know that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, we should not be perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And because we are steeped in a culture of lawlessness, a world culture that facilitates living out of alignment with the purposes of existence, then it's duty, obligation, and responsibility to get back to the source, to the root of life, to the foundation, to that which will allow us to walk in the integrity of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that you all refer to as God. It's time for us to remember that we are dwelling in the realm of eternity, in flotation and rotation, upheld by an intelligence that we cannot begin to fathom. It is beginningless, it is endless, it is infinite, and it is eternal. And the universe that this planet that we dwell on is in is a part of a cosmic reality that is permeated, penetrated in all space, throughout all of existence itself, ever expanding, never ending, with nothing but absolute intelligence and the presence of that which we refer to as God. But gods and goddesses and lords and lordesses and saints and angels and whatnot, these are personalities, these are beings. There should be light bearers, light beings, those who maintain and sustain worlds, those who help facilitate the soulful evolutionary development of immortals from mortality into immortality. We are in a now moment, particularly those who are over 40, 45, 50, that we should be real clear about why we're on the planet, who it is and how it is we should serve. We should have activated every talent and skill that we have so that we have the option of knowing which one to use in what situation and circumstance. We will never generate a wealth that is greater than who and what we already are. And the greatest wealth we will and have opportunity to generate and facilitate will be by virtue of our tapping the inherent wealth of ourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to be serious about living, to be serious about the forgiving and the releasing and the letting go, and coming to a point and place where we understand that the design of us, the design of these bodies, the design for life itself is so far beyond the scientists and the physicists and the doctors and the surgeons and all of these ones. They're stabbing in the dark a lot of times. You know, we're doing exploratory this, exploratory that, because the bottom line is that there is a need to know, but there's a process to come to know that doesn't require you to experiment and to make everybody a part of your experiment, or what they call research. Our bodies are designed by the intelligence of existence. And these spirits that dwell in these bodies should be dwelling in these bodies as spirits that are connected to the absolute truth of being supremely intelligent, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves. Those of us who are men with the womb, we should have never been poisoned. The men should have never been poisoned. Why is there so much poison available to us and nobody is really bringing that to the forefront of what the major issue is in terms of what makes these police so trigger happy? Because they're sick. What makes these other ones the victims of them? Because they're sick. The sickness is attracting more and more sickness, creating more and more devastation. And everybody came out the womb of someone else. Everybody was sparked into life by the life force of someone else. We have mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and great-great and the great-great and all of that. And I'm just saying is that now is our time to get to a point and place where we are serious enough to call forth and invoke the greatness of who we are and stop being complicit and complacent with mediocrity, degradation, disinterest, apathy, and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-value and self-esteem so that we have forgotten the divinity of our being. And when we have children and grandchildren, and we have never applied ourselves towards understanding that there is an inner standing that we should have resolutely with that which allows us to stand absolutely, that gives us the greatest leverage over a world system of divisiveness, a world system of depopulation, a world system that is genocide. And all of the governments of men across the planet are all complicit and complacent. And the religions are complicit and complacent. And the school systems are complicit and complacent because each of them and all of the systems are facilitated and perpetuated by those who should be walking supremely intelligently as men, the progenitor of lineages, or wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. But these ones who aspire to be selected and elected to these positions of empowerment, positions of fame and fortune and this and that and the other, these ones, they don't have a goddamn going clue as to what the purpose in being is. Because if they knew, then they would not be complicit and complacent with violating the rights of other beings to have their lives. They would not be complicit with undermining the rights of children to be optimally cellularly functioning. And where you have billion-dollar corporations and families that have headed the Hershey's and the Nestle's and all of the candy and whatnot with the artificial colors and the artificial flavors and all of this sugar and whatnot. And those of you feel as though, well, this is what makes your childhood a happy childhood, is that we had the right to be poisoned. And so now we see the children are obese everywhere. What's going on here in America is going on in Israel. It's going on all across the world. We have to begin to stand up and say we will no longer participate with undermining ourselves and ourselves. We have the right to be right. We have the right to be corrected. We have the right to be in alignment with the light and the wisdom of absolute and supreme intelligence, because there is nothing that these people have created that can give us a greater opportunity to meet our fulfillment in our destiny to leave the planet as conscious immortals and to be in a place where our lives were a blessing unto all. But the way that the poison works, the way that feeding off the flesh of dead animals works, the way that alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of these residues from nitrates and nitrites and lunch meats and salami and the deli this and all of this stuff that everybody's eating. I mean, you're walking down the street and you see all of these men that look like they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months pregnant. Men of all hues. This is nothing natural. This is the evidence of there being so much available for us to consume that is literally not food for us. And because our bodies are perfectly designed by the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, our bodies are trying to save themselves. And tuck away the poison over here, and tuck away the poison over there, and tuck away the poison over there, which becomes these tumors and these cysts. And where you are not consciously applying yourself to really flushing your system, to realize that the foundation of us is our breath. The foundation of us, in terms of who we are as living beings, we are breatharians first. Because none of us could live without our breath. But then you're feeding off of that which takes your breath away. See, this is a term that we give when somebody just is so attractive to us that they're resonating something and it just does something to you. So, he took my breath away. That's not what he really did, but we say, we can say that. But what's taking your breath away is the potatoes and the potato chips. The cookies, the Oreos, the chocolate chips, all of the Twinkies and Little Debbie snack cakes and the Antoine's Bakery and all of the flesh and dairy and cheese and flour. That's taking your breath away. And there's nothing exciting about not being able to breathe. All the, what did they call it? The asthma, the bronchitis, the pneumonia, all of these other bronchial issues. People are walking around with oxygen tanks and tubes up their nose because nobody ever told them to get off the rice, get off the beans, get off the soy, get off of the pancakes, the waffles, the croissants, the donuts, and all of this stuff. How can we be an intelligent people and we don't even care to know how to feed ourselves? And so we have to begin to have these conversations, to create this dialogue, because those who don't want to know don't want to live. And the success in life is about successful living. And successful living when you are under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide means that you have to know the truth. Because the truth is what makes you free from all the degradation and the disinterest and the stupefaction and inebriation and intoxication and the whoredom and the molestation and incest, the rape and all of this violation that is going on. For us to have a $1 trillion business in sex is the evidence that we have lost our goddamn minds. From the whoredom, the prostitution, the pornography, the pedophilia, all of the websites where people are having all of putting themselves forward and having viral sex and relationships and whatnot. You're talking about a people who will soon cease to exist. There is no way that we can be maintained and sustained in earth or upon the earth in the realm of the eternal when we love killing ourselves. We love dying. We love dissipating our life force. We love being out of order. Being lawless, being disobedient, as if it's fun. It's so much fun to be killing yourselves. But then when you're on your deathbed, then when you got to go and have your blood run through a machine, then when you got to go over here and get medications and whatnot because your blood pressure is too high, you can't do this because you can't walk up and down steps, you're carrying too much weight. The weight that you're carrying is waste. Because your bodies are designed perfectly by that which is timeless. And in order for us to really live and live well, we need to know how to live. And it requires us to have a full life's urge, where you don't have the desire to work against yourself. You don't have the desire to kill yourself. You don't have the desire to do that which undermines your cells. This is the first point of how we respond correctly and directly when we are being warred against. Is to have the desire to be able to respond correctly. And the first response is to do nothing to undermine yourself. And so I'm the one to encourage us to understand that we will never have anything greater than our lives. And you want to keep count of how much money? I mean, we've already been millionaires. We've had millions of dollars. We've thrown away millions of dollars. We've wasted so much. But the greatest waste that we have done is the waste of life, the wastage of life in all of the creatures that are being murdered and killed, in all of those who are being buried with the cancer and the diabetes and the obesity and whatnot. The greatest waste is the intelligence that we have the access to, the opportunity to really exalt life itself. But then y'all want to be respected because you got money in the bank. The money don't even belong to us. It's something that we can use. It's a tool. And where we put a value on our lives based upon how much tools we have, and the greatest thing that we were given, we don't know anything about how to function, how to live, how to honor life. And then people would turn me off, say, oh, that's just crazy, this and that. I probably got more sense than most people. Only because I'll care enough that we get it. I'm not willing to be in this conspiracy of silence, not to say anything. We got this, we got pink elephants in the room. We got green elephants in the room. We got all these elephants. Everybody's wearing spandex. I'm just saying, y'all, we got to stop this. Men are looking like they're pregnant. The women don't want to bring forth children. Abortion is the number one killer of us as a people. Then you got these trigger-happy police officers who feel like because they got a badge and they got a gun and whatnot, that they are legitimate. They've been legitimized to be killers. It is absolutely hideous. And we can do much better. And we should not be satisfied. And it's not enough to complain about it. We have to want to really be the blessing. We have to want to bring the truth forward, to be the bearers of the light, to come forward with a wholehearted desire to be the vehicles and vessels of absolute and supreme intelligence, which is what we were intended to do. How can we have happy marriages when you are not happily married to life? Your life is a struggle because you're not committed to living. You're not committed to the order, committed to the quality of blood that you should have in order to facilitate the greatest thoughts, to have the lightness of your spirit. In this now moment, you have people who are all over the planet coming and going. We're living and dying every day, bringing ones forward and sending ones away. We don't know where they're coming in from, and we don't know where they're going to. And then we don't even have a clue as to what the purpose in being is. And I'm saying that the purpose in being is to rejoice in the blessedness of being able to participate as a living spirit of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent in your caring, to stand in the integrity of the all that you are as a living, loving, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence. But we have ones and ones who want to, we love the story of Yeshua. We love the story of Jesus. We say, oh, well, I love Jesus, but you don't know Jesus. How you gonna know Jesus eating pork? You're feeding off the flesh of dead animals, but then you're gonna say you love Jesus and you don't even love yourself. We gotta stop this, y'all. To exalt a full life's urge, to understand that our bodies are water just like the earth is water, and that the real food for us is breath and air. And all of that that is alive within the air that we cannot even see, that we are taking in, and it animates us. It helps to cleanse us. It helps to charge us. Because we are light beings. And being in a place and space where we don't mind and actually would prefer really loving our being, not just tolerating, not just existing, but really exalting life, enjoying it fully. With no fear and no doubt and no inhibition towards being upright and righteous. Righteousness is about the right use of the faculties that you've been given. The right use of your talents, your skills, and your abilities. If we were in the right use of our capacity and our duty, obligation, and responsibility, there could be no corporate deities of death, because everybody would see that there is no prosperity when you undermine people. There's no prosperity. Yeah, well, we're making a lot of money, but what does money? Money is something that man has made. It's a tool. It comes from trees. And the tree that is firmly rooted in the earth is of much more value to the whole than the money. Particularly when you're dealing with people who have money, but they don't have light. They have money, but they have no real wisdom. They have money, but they don't have real love. They have money and have lost the soul of themselves. We're in a now moment where we can choose greater. We can really rejoice in the blessedness of our being, to take responsibility to facilitate our daily due diligence in clearing, cleansing, purifying, being renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and resurrected. Because that's how we succeed. That's how we triumph. That's how we have leverage. That's how we heal. That's how we create happy marriages that lay foundation for happy, well-adjusted children that grow into well-adjusted, maturing ones that have even greater talented, well-adjusted children, that gives us even greater well-adjusted grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. And by this time, we have six generations that have come forward without the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, BHA, nitrates, nitrites, and all of this garbage permeating, penetrating, and undermining their cellular functioning. And they have been blessed with love and seen the benefit of their parents and their grandparents in harmony with life itself. And they were cultivated to love life, and they were given every good thing in terms of the examples that they were protected, that everybody in the society understands the responsibility to protect our children. What will you do differently with this new day? How will you exert a fuller life's urge to walk and step into the fullness of yourself, because there is nothing else that you can be given that is greater than you? You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. good evening. Tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good and listening, I'm so grateful for you. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I love you so very much. The meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, is always intended to make sure that we are receiving and giving and getting more support in being properly aligned and oriented and reoriented and realigned and being placed in a position mentally and spiritually where we are inspired and motivated to do that which is ours to do in this now moment. And that is becoming all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment of eternity to require us to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye, a cosmic eye that sees through every eye. And when you are consciously concerned about liberation, and liberation is what we should be asking for. If we fill the Georgia Dome with people on any Sunday morning or whatever, Easter, whatever holidays, but if we ask them to put out piece of paper and pen and write down the five most important things to accomplish. Liberation may not be on anybody's list, but having the bills paid, moving into a better house, getting your finances in order, better credit rating, new job, you know, healing oneself. I mean, there are a lot of things that are kind of in everybody's frame of mindset and whatnot, but liberation, when we consciously apply ourselves towards walking in the integrity of that which we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, it takes care of everything else. None of the institutions that have taken responsibility to really give us an orientation as to what being on the planet is, giving us an orientation as to what success in life is, have properly oriented us in terms of what the real purpose in being on the planet is. And so this is why we're having so much issue all over the world in terms of the degradation, of violation, of molestation, of rape, tens of millions and trillions of dollars being generated in sickness, illness, disease, death, sex, alcoholism, drug abuse, and all of this, as if everybody's just out of their minds. And we need to come to a point and place where we will reclaim ours. Consciously caring to be completely cleared from violations and adulteration, being completely cleared of our anger, our pissation, our resentments, our frustration, being completely cleared of the amount of unworthiness that we have felt as a result of all of the things that we did that were not in our own best interest, the violations that we participated with against other ones, the trepidation and the trespasses and whatnot, to be cleared of all of that so that our hearts are light as feathers, our coming to a point and place where we understand that success in life is success in being, success in life is success in honoring the laws that govern existence, success in life is living consciously, loving responsibly, being held to the degrees of rightness and right alignment that facilitate your righteousness, the right use of the faculties and all that you have been gifted and given as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are in a now moment where we are going to have to say goodbye to so many ones that we love, that some of you will be making transition much sooner than you think as a result of what you have done consistently over time that was not in your own best interest. And it is as a result of what we do consistently over time that lays foundation for the quality of our lives or the lack thereof. That which we do on a daily basis has laid foundation for what has shown up in terms of our health and our wellness, in terms of how much love we have in our lives, how much divisiveness and divorce and separation and violation and all of that. We have to come to a point and place where we will consciously participate in laying foundation for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light by taking responsibility to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, and revitalize, revivify every fiber of our being by facilitating the cellular cleansing, the cellular regeneration, the cellular liberation that has to take place in order for us to be a restored people, a humanity of people. So there are no ones, regardless of how dark they are, or how light they are, or what the shape of their eyes are, or whatever. Everybody that exists upon the planet exists by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We all came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers. None of us came up out the earth. So we're all extraterrestrials. And we're going to have to leave this planet. And the sooner the better. For so many ones to get off, because y'all ain't trying to be right. You're doing everything wrong. You're a violation to life itself. So how can you be continued in existence where you don't have a commitment to existing? You have no commitments to the laws that govern your own being. You feel entitled to be killing yourselves. And that's the trick. That we feel as though we're supposed to be dying from something, that we have to die from something. And that's the lie that so many have bought into. That when we are able to really come to that place and space where it matters, that you are facilitating cellular regeneration and understanding that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that it is all pervasive, it fills all spaces, there's more than air that's there that you're taking in to every fiber of your being, so that we should be in a place consciously where we understand that the earth is already afloat in eternity already. We're already in heaven. But you're living hellacious lives because you have not taken it into your very consciousness to realize the truth of your being as divinity personified because of the adulteration that you have participated in that makes you feel unworthy and undeserving, and you are separated in mind from the truth of your own being. And the truth of our being is one truth, that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we have that understanding. It matters that we have a conscious intention to be resolutely standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely, to come to a point and place where we step outside of all of the boxes, all of the limited frames of reference, all of the social constructs and divisiveness that we've accepted in terms of the nationalism, in terms of racism, in terms of sexism, in terms of gender preference. And what, I don't care what you are, the fact that you're a being directly, and because of all of the hormones and all of the chemicals and whatnot, you may feel like a man today and a woman tomorrow and whatever, but I'm still telling you, you still got duty, obligation, and responsibility to be a perpetuator of life. You understand, the fact that you exist as a being is the reality that I am exalting. Beingness directly. Not your sex, not your gender, but the fact that you are a being. And as beings, we have responsibility to all beings to support life, to not be in a place where we are working towards the detriment, violating, castrating, bastardizing and usurping the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, the right to their progeny, the right to perpetuate themselves. This is what white men have taken control of the reproductive forces of just about everybody on the planet. And abortion is the number one killer of us. Because all of these hormones that are in your tissues, put you in a place and space where you have this unnatural, synthesized sexual desire that you want sex when you don't even have love. You want sex, even though you don't have care. You want sex just because. There's nothing spiritually motivating it. It's all chemical. And when you decide to satisfy that itch and get with anybody to do it and have no intention to love them, to honor them, to be a part of their lives, to support them unconditionally, to be in a place where you have an understanding and an understanding as to how sacred the sexual act is. We have been totally disoriented, misoriented, miseducated, and religiously trained to be foolish. And foolishness at 60 and 70 years old amounts to sickness, illness, and disease, and premature death. Foolishness at 40, 45, and 50, it don't work for where we are right now in terms of what is required in order for you to really walk in the fullness of the integrity of who you are as man, the progenitor of lineages and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, and know that there are those, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your grands, and all of the other ones who are looking up to you. Maturity should be one of the most delightful experiences that we're having, to mature. To be in a place and space where we're no longer little girls and little boys. We're men and we're wombed men. That was destiny. And becoming mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and great-great-great-grandmothers and great-great-great. That's destiny. And where you did not have children of your own loins and from your own womb, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt life. You still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to harmonize yourself with the laws that govern life, to allow love and light and wisdom and truth to envelop you, to comfort you, to really be a part of that which you are asking for, that which you are bathing in, that which you are applying yourself to so that you can walk your greatest walk on behalf of the lineages that you represent. On behalf of that which is need in our now moment for us to be a restored people, that we regain and reclaim our humanity, that we are no longer conspiratory, we are no longer participatory, we are no longer complicit and complacent, we are no longer anesthetized and inebriated and in a place where we are in violation of the primary laws that govern our being, that we are in a place and space where we are rising completely up because we understand that that is duty and obligation to be in a place where you can be depended upon, you can be accountable. You are doing that which needs to be done. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who came forward and they gave of their realizations, their revelations, that which they got clear about, their epiphanies, their creativity, their service, their labor, we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many ones that we would never be able to call their names. And all of it is so that we are able to be refined and be redefined and come to a point and place where we walk so finely in absolute love and absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth. That the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil have no sway in our lives. They have no influence upon us. That we have cleared and cleansed and purified ourselves, renewed ourselves so that we have the ability and the power to have that conversation with those who have gone astray and inspire and uplift them so that they too are able to embrace the divinity of their being and the rights of all ones to have the rights to their lives. Those who are the legislators, the perpetuators, the profiteers, so the delusions of being profiteers off of sickness, illness, disease, and death, those who enjoy killing themselves, I'm telling you, all of these ones have the right to death. They have the right to die. All right? And we're in this vibration where we think that, oh, well, everybody dies. And you're born to be sinful, and God knows that you're supposed to be sinful. And he forgives you for your sinfulness, so you could just keep sinning. And you'll still, when you die, ascend into the heavens and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived and all of that. And I'm just saying, y'all may not even get out of your bodies alive. You could be suffocating in all of that mucus and all that acidity and all of that garbage and all that filth and whatnot from your body temple having been turned into a cemetery for rotting corpses. They don't want y'all to get that real about why people are dying. And you go into these hospitals and all they're doing is pumping you up with more acid, more medications, putting you in a position where, oh, well, we're going to give you the right to manage your pain. And just pump you full of drugs. I go into the hospitals and I say, well, I want them to have an enema. Well, I'm sorry, we can't give an enema if the doctor didn't say to give an enema. Why are you in the hospital? Why are you helping people to die? I just don't get it. The sisterhood has the race completely up. This is why your breasts are being cut off and the wombs are being removed, because we are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility as the perpetuators of life. We do not need to be certified, licensed, and degreed to be women. But we do need to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are truly reflective of the divinity and the knowing of how to feed and how to cleanse and how to facilitate the healing and the wellness. We are not here to manage people's pain and to manage people's disease. And if that's what you do for 30, 40, 50 years, then you missed yourself. You missed your power. You missed the being a vehicle and vessel of just pure love, light, wisdom, and truth, and understanding the power that that gives you. But that's the trick. That's why we're fed garbage, so that we do not have the power to heal, the power to be properly aligned in healthy relationships, period. It doesn't have to be heterosexual relationships. It could be homosexual relationships. It could be lesbian, gay, transgender, whatever, but healthy relationships, relationships that you're not supporting killing each other. Relationships where you are inspired and motivated to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is male, female, both, and neither. So yes, we should have those experiences where we are experience the reality of our male selves, our female selves, our bisexual selves, our homosexual selves, whatever. It is all divinity when we consciously care to be in the light and we do not allow any aspect of our lives to be enslaved to us. We're not enslaved to our penises and our vaginas. We're not enslaved to orgasms. We're not enslaved to money. We're not enslaved to any of it. When we consciously claim to walk in the intelligence of who we are, then all of those things, we have healthy relationships. We have healthy love relationships. That goes far beyond just a string of screwing here and screwing there and laying here and laying there. You understand? I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point and place where we do not fall victim and prey to the programming that we're getting through the movies and the television programs and this and that, to be loose and lucidious and being in a place and space where our morals and our ethics are in the toilet. It matters. As my son says to his friends, man, you somebody's father. You can't afford to be out here like this. You understand? You somebody's mother. You can't afford to be out here like this. We have to get to the thought of the estates of womanhood and manhood as the personification of divinity and expression. And this is how we get leverage over a system that is divisiveness, that is depopulation and genocide, is to exalt a full life's urge to be in the integrity of our high ethic and our high morality. You understand? And that's why it says the worst sinners make the best saints, because we've been there, done that. Don't have to do that no more. We reap the consequences of that. Now it's easier to be straight up and right. Upright. But now we have to do our due diligence to keep the young ones from going that way, to just being led astray. The cigarettes have killed more people than all of the wars that America has engaged in. But it's still legal. We have hundreds of thousands of people dying every year from being addicted to crystalline white sugar. Our people were enslaved behind the sugar industry, and sugar is not out of circulation. So who are the slaves now? Cutting the sugar cane, digging the beets. The Puerto Ricans, the Haitians, the Dominicans, who? We have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate as the workhorses and the distributors and the facilitators of the sicknesses, illnesses, disease, and death, particularly as it concerns our children. It's not good enough for us to watch the news and then just talk about how bad everything is. And then you go to your refrigerator and pull out somebody dead and fry it up and bake it up and cut it up and eat it. You understand? I mean, we have to come and take responsibility for understanding why the world is going to hell like it is, because you feed off the flesh of dead beings. You're poisoning every fiber of your being. This has to stop. If you care to really live, if you really want to thrive. I mean, why work so hard? I remember going into one of the convenience stores, and one of the Pakistanis, Afghanistanis, was there, and he was just smoking. And I was like, you might as well just kill yourself and get on with it. You know, why are you working so hard just to be killing yourself? It just doesn't even make any sense. And so I'm wanting you to get real clear about the comedy of errors, that we have a hand in doing something about. You understand? And no matter what medications you're on, no matter what they diagnosed you with, no matter what they said to you, you are still the God or goddess, the essence of God that dwells in that temple, and what you say goes. And life is so forgiving. That intelligence of existence that we refer to as God, it is exacting, but it is forgiving. That means that when you decide that you want to do differently, when you decide that you want to exalt a full life's urge, when you decide that you want to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you walk in the integrity of the all that you are, when you make that decision, what you say goes. And I'm here to make sure that you know exactly what to do to accomplish you. Because I'm the one to remind you that you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are but naked. There is no amount of money, no matter how fine the paper and the ink and all of that, no matter whose image is on it, there is no amount of money that is greater than one breath or one beat of your heart. So you can't treat your cars better than you treat your body and want to be respected as an intelligent person. How can you respect the mechanical functioning of your automobile and not respect the divinity of your body temple and those of your children and your grandchildren? See, the issues I can't even deal with all the political and all of those things, because this is where it all starts, with how much sense you have to not spend your money killing yourself. How much sense do you have, and how much more sense do you want? Because it's infinite how much more wisdom and light there is. It's infinite how much truth there is. It's infinite as to how much more glory there is. It's infinite as to how much success we can gain. It's infinite as to how we can walk in the fullness of who and what we are. It's infinite. We're in a now moment where we need to stop giving lip service to all of these ones and really honor whatever degree of light that they had, but to realize that none of them had all of what is needed in this now moment. And what is needed in this now moment is for each one of us to be completely committed to becoming the light. The light being that which allows the will of the absolute, the will of the creator, to have its way, because that intelligence is so intelligent that it does not undermine any aspect of itself. The intelligence of existence is not going to kill so much of itself over here to exalt so much of itself over here. The wisdom and light of the intelligence of existence works towards the whole of existence itself, all at the same time. And this is who and how we have to begin to facilitate our own healing, our own oneness as a humanity of people. Those who are humankind have duty, obligation, and responsibility to reclaim the kind of humans that they really are in light, because there is no one who has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, bastardizers, and whatnot, because they're kind of human. Even if you're kind of human, you're still an intelligence of existence. And the rats and the cats and the dogs and the squirrels, everybody else got sense enough to exalt a full life surge. What is your problem? Why are you having issues just doing you? Because that's the script, that's the whole plan, and that's what you get when you are not honoring your body temple and understanding that the condition of your blood lays foundation for the quality of your thought, and the quality of your thought is going to lay foundation for the substance and the quality or the lack thereof of your choices. And your choices that you're making consistently over time are going to lay foundation for the quality or the lack thereof of your spirit. And I'm telling you that you, in truth, at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you're absolutely divine. So I'm calling you to the attention of knowing that you're being held and being called to your divinity. Stop playing with it here. You might find yourself dead one day, and you don't know how long you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead 10,000 years, 20,000 years. We live in the midst of eternity, you know. I'm just not wanting to, I don't want to risk it. And so I'm the one to remind you that love and light and wisdom and truth are available to you, getting into a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul is successful living, and it's ours to do. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.